AIDS experts say Russia is the next country to face a large-scale epidemic. Though overall rates of HIV infection are still much lower than in Africa, the virus is spreading faster in Russia than any other place. Last year, documented cases of HIV nearly doubled from the previous year to around 200,000. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow that because of social stigma and lack of funds, the Russian government lacks a coherent approach to the crisis.
HIV testing clinics like this one in Moscow are the Russian government's main bulwark against an impending national AIDS disaster. Many of those who come here are intravenous drug users. Drug use is at epidemic levels in Russia, compounded by the painful social transition from communism to capitalism. 90% of the new HIV cases in Russia last year involved intravenous drug use. Natasha's an attractive, buoyant 19-year-old. She was diagnosed here 3 years ago as having HIV after she shared a needle to shoot up heroin. Now she helps lead an HIV support group. But aside from her parents and a few friends, she keeps her infection with HIV a secret.
People think that God sent AIDS as a way to rid society of drug addicts, gays, and prostitutes.
Those who've tried to raise HIV awareness, people like Gennady Rostchupkin, have come up against strong barriers. Rostchupkin was infected in 1988 by another man. The Soviet Union still existed, and communist propaganda then portrayed AIDS as a capitalist scourge.
At that time, you could find only such information about HIV infection as AIDS is death.
So in 1996, Rostchupkin tried to start a crusade. He went on television and spoke around the country about HIV. He now works for a UN AIDS awareness program. But he's no longer public about being HIV positive. He said being open about his HIV status made him feel like an animal in a zoo.
I didn't found this open presentation as something very useful and very effective, because I can say that was more like monkey in zoo park than like serious discussion between me and people who watched me.
Rostchupkin says that in one case, a couple who recognized him from TV as an HIV activist fled his subway car in fear. Alona von der Brock of the Moscow-based East-West AIDS Foundation says such reactions are typical.
We still see that people will lose their jobs, maybe even lose their apartments, that friendships are broken over the fact that neighbors find out from each other that one person in an apartment block is HIV positive.
Experts say because of these attitudes, the Russian government has not made the fight against AIDS a priority. Last year, the government spent just $6 million on HIV and AIDS. And Moscow authorities blocked an internationally funded program to distribute bleach to addicts to clean needles. And until Russian patients develop symptoms of full-blown AIDS, they're pretty much on their own. The government won't pay for drugs for HIV-positive patients until the AIDS symptoms appear. And most Russians can't afford the drugs on their own. Von der Brock of the East-West AIDS Center says money is a major problem.
Russia has to deal with many, many problems, and we find out at the moment that HIV and AIDS or any healthcare issue is not the highest priority.
Experts estimate there are between 400,000 and a million HIV cases in Russia, 2 to 5 times the documented number. Some predict as many as 4 million new cases within the next few years. Alexander Golyusov of the Russian Health Ministry fears the country will be overwhelmed.
As more and more people who are HIV positive develop AIDS, it is going to be harder and harder to treat them. By 2007 to 2010, we are talking about using the entire national health budget on HIV and AIDS.
Golyusov says there are already signs that the epidemic is shifting and expanding. The proportion of those infected by drug use is dropping.
We are at the point where in 2 or 3 years we will move to a new stage, where the virus will go into the general population. It will spread mainly by sexual transmission.
Sexual transmission is made worse by yet another Russian epidemic, sexually transmitted diseases, which promote the spread of HIV. The rate of syphilis is now 100 times that in the West. But sex education is almost non-existent in Russia, a country where promiscuity is acknowledged to be widespread. It's a controversial topic, and the Russian Orthodox Church opposes sex education in schools. Golyusov of the health ministry says even state-run television is reluctant to run public service health messages when it can make money using the airtime for paid commercials.
It's horrible to say this, but people's attitudes will change only when they see their own kids getting sick. For now, they look at HIV patients as scum.
Alexander Golyusov says there's nothing particularly unique about Russia's battle with HIV and AIDS. The epidemic here is about a decade behind the rest of the world, and Golyusov argues the West and the U.S. also failed to fully grasp the dangers of HIV for many years.